Last Tuesday, more than 150 hikers and backpackers had to be evacuated from the High Sierra by helicopter. What was it like to be stranded by the Creek Fire? FM89's Laura Satsui spoke to some of those who waited it out at the Vermilion Valley Resort on Lake Edison.
When James Wade Sponsler and two friends set out on a backpacking trip Friday night over Labor Day weekend, they didn't know a fire had started 30 miles away.
Just about lunchtime on Saturdays, when we noticed a massive thunderhead, unbeknownst to us, this was actually the fire itself.
The three have been hiking portions of the 214-mile-long John Muir Trail over the last few years, and this was the first time they'd hit the trail together all summer. Last year, they hiked through a downpour, so they were ready to push through what looked like more rain. They arrived at Rosemary Meadow right on schedule Saturday night and set up camp. Sunday morning, they woke up to smoke.
The best way of describing it is like fog. It was smoke, and we never, ever, ever saw fire. All we saw was smoke.
That's Albert Yergel, one of Sponsler's backpacking buddies. They met, by the way, through Boy Scouts.
So I checked my spot communication device, which is a satellite pager, and my wife is trying to contact me. Without even reading it, I went, oh, shit.
He knew there was a serious problem. Her message? The forest was on fire. Instead of taking 2 days to finish the hike as planned, the group covered 13 miles in one day, hoping they could get home before the fire got any worse. But once they returned to their cars...
And there's a note on there from the ranger saying the road closed at 4 o'clock.
Their cars were at Vermilion Valley Resort on Lake Edison, so they decided to settle in. Other hikers and backpackers stranded by the blaze joined them. The resort was a rendezvous point, not in the path of the Creek Fire at the time, so they were safe. Riley Budd, a third member of Sponsler's crew, says waiting for the helicopters wasn't the most stressful part of being stranded at the resort.
As soon as we got into VVR on Sunday night after that long day of hiking, several people were running around the campsite because a man had passed unconscious.
Bud is CPR certified, so he went to help.
And that was one of the most overwhelming experiences I've had in my life. I was very focused in the moment and wasn't freaking out or anything while I was doing CPR. But right after, I was very overwhelmed.
The man Bud tried to revive passed away. On Monday, the three filled in for the resort's kitchen staff. There was a skeleton crew working because of the fire. For dinner, Sponsler and his friends went way beyond trail mix. They prepared tri-tip, risotto, and roasted pan-seared bacon garlic green beans.
We ate really good for being in an evacuation camp.
By dinner time, the group had also made a roster of everyone there and started mapping a route out should they have to hike away from the fire to the eastern side of the Sierra. It would be a 20-plus mile trek. Sponsler says having things to do kept him calm, but no hike was necessary. On Tuesday morning, just after 3 a.m., the smoke cleared enough for helicopters to land at Lake Edison and bring them back to Fresno. In retrospect, Sponsler says it felt right that they were there.
It's appropriate that it happened the week of 9/11. It kind of gave me that sense that, you know, where people came together again in a time where we're more fractured than we ever have been today.
Even with that optimism, though, Sponsler says he's done with 2020.
I wrote in the ash on the back of my car, 2020 can suck it. And that's exactly what it says.
Riley Budd agrees.
Here we all were trying to get away from the hustle and bustle of daily life and try to get a little break from all the stuff that's been going on in 2020, only for the year to hit us once again with a solid uppercut.
However, Albert Yergel says, in a way, it was the best kind of adventure.
We never, ever were in any danger, except when Wade almost got bit by a rattlesnake, but that doesn't count.
The three say they're still planning to finish hiking the John Muir Trail. They have two segments left. They say they'll hike them as early as possible in 2021. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.